heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Steven, how's it going? Oh, wait, let me rephrase. What happened to you, man? Like, your email was all over the freaking road.
What do you mean? Like, when we met, or is that more like what you're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. Do you want to walk us through that?
Well, I still feel stupid about this, you know, even more. Now,
go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, I've got pretty high ceilings in my apartment, and this one day, the smoke detector in my guest room is just like going crazy. Right, it's going off, and I need to change the batteries or whatever. Right. But I've got no ladders or anything like that. So, I ended up using one of like my bistro chairs. I bought it from like a kit online.
Oh God.
And, yeah. And the thing like splintered like a damn matchstick, guys. Like it just Jeez. Like it went down hard. And I crashed and I burned and I really effed up my head. Like I knew I needed some stitches pretty much immediately.
Right.
So I wrapped a towel around my head and we've got an urgent clinic a few miles from my house. So like I drive myself there and that's where I met her.
Like, bleeding profusely from the head. Drive yourself. Well, no big deal.
Well, like, well, was she stitching you up or what?
No. She was actually in the waiting room. Actually, there was kind of a wait. So I was killing time by looking around. And yeah, Carol was there with her kid, and I couldn't tell you why, but we got to talking, and I ended up getting her number.
So hold on, you got her number while you had a towel wrapped around a bloodied head wound.
Right.
And she was there with a sick kid?
Yes.
Is that correct?
I think the question we have is how?
Yes.
How did you pull that off? It doesn't seem like the best time to be making a, like, a connection.
No, it does not.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Like, maybe she just needed a distraction. I should tell you that I honestly don't remember the entire encounter, you know, head wound and all, remember. I was more than a little loopy, but I think I was throwing some serious game somehow. So all I know is I got her number, and when I was finally able to get right, I texted her, and I asked her to kindly disregard any dumb thing that I might have said in that state, and I asked her how the kid was doing, and then I asked her to dinner, and she said yes, and so I guess I didn't completely embarrass myself.
Cool.
That's good. That's good. So how'd the date go? What'd y'all get up to?
Well, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I thought she was hot when I saw her, but like, hot damn. Like, I didn't know it was possible to look that good. It was criminal, guys. Like, we had a great time, dinner, drinks. She was just so easy to talk to, you know, the kind of woman that just pulls your focus and attention, you know, makes you forget your surroundings and all that, which would probably explain the getting hit by a scooter when I walked out of the restaurant.
I'm sorry. Did you said you got hit by a
scooter. Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. It was like one of those like annoying, like electric things.
Yeah.
Some dude was paying even less attention than I was, and bam. Like, he took my right out. At that point, Carol wanted to call it a night, you know, get back to the urgent care or something. Right. You know, she kept saying, like, she was worried I had a concussion. And I didn't really want to sign up for, you know, more medical bills at this point. So we went our separate ways, and not a lot of talk past that. I never recovered, probably because she...
Yes, she thinks you're a walking disaster, man. But, I mean, what do I... I guess we're all on the same page. Do you have any theories as to what was knocking around in her brain?
Outside of that?
Yeah, or another reason for her to stop talking to you.
No, that about sums it up. Right. How I was feeling about the whole thing. I'm a liability at that point, right?
Yeah. Like,
who knows what crazy thing is going to befall me next, you know? But look, I just want the chance to express that it's just a plain random run-of-the-mill bad luck. This is not my perpetual state of existence or anything. I promise. Right. It doesn't happen every day.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We're going to get Carol lined up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so yeah. Stephen and Carol, they found love in a hopeless place.
Real, real tragic.
The waiting room of an ER. So Stephen kind of sounds like a jinx.
Yeah.
They went out. He got her number. I mean,
I don't know how.
He did make the connection.
I really don't know how that happened.
They went out, and I don't know how this happened. He got hit by a scooter.
He got de-cleated by a... because... he's a disaster.
Carol was worried about him, wanted to drive him back.
Mm, yeah.
And he said no. He said,
Johnny
no
Knoxville
more medical
here
bills
said he
for
was
me.
Fine. He said he was good to go.
So we think that's what's at play here. But let's talk to Carol and find out for sure. Hey, is this Carol?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today because we want to give you this date night package that we do. So you pick whatever you want to do, and you can pretty much go anywhere and do just about anything, okay? So we'll cover the tab. You just have to let us pick your date.
That was a lot. Okay, you're picking a date, but I'm picking where I go on it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, just after we pick the guy you use it with, right? Then you pick everything.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been out with him before, so you do know him. He also conveniently entered you for the contest. So, Steven, you remember Steven?
Yeah, he's kind of unforgettable, I guess.
Head wound. Yep.
So that's what we're offering, another unforgettable night out with Steven.
Well, hopefully the unforgettable night out comes with health insurance.
I would hope.
Look,
it doesn't.
Look, Carol, I get it. I do. And I can see how it's more than a little alarming, but I promise you it was just a couple of really bad days, I swear.
So he's...
yes.
Hi. Yes.
Well, he wanted to be able to plead his case, like get you to give him another shot.
I get that, but like, okay, this is a lot. Like, based on the past that we have, I guess you could call it that, the strange interactions we've had, maybe. I really just don't think that it's meant to be for us. Like, I think he would probably prefer to be with a doctor anyway. Not me.
No, like all jokes aside, I got to echo what he said. I mean, unless he's the most tragic dude out there, and the odds are pretty low that every date is going to be some kind of disaster, right?
Statistically speaking.
I mean, I get that. It's not even that. It's just the fact that, like, he just doesn't respect, like, anything I have to say or, like, just as far as, like, my medical opinion goes. So
right.
I don't really think that it matters. Like, this guy clearly had a concussion when we were together. Like, I watched him get smoked by a scooter, for crying out loud. Like, he definitely smacked his head off the cement. And I'm trying to explain to him, like, very calmly how serious it can be, especially, like, so close to the last time that he got taken out. So, like, I don't know. He had no respect for, like, anything I had to say about that, and that's dangerous behavior.
Okay. Well, I mean, like no offense, but, I mean, like, what do you know? You know, I mean, like, why should I be taking advice from you in the first place?
Because, like I told you, I have 15 years of nursing under my belt. I think I know a tiny bit.
You're a nurse?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm guessing that didn't come up when you talked
it
to him.
It did not.
No.
Forgot about it. TBH.
Maybe it's a concussion.
TBH, he's got more like TBI. He's probably got one. Traumatic brain injury.
No, it's not a life medic.
Okay, like, look, being a nurse, like, that's cute and all, but what? Like, it doesn't change my feelings here. Like, you're not a doctor, okay? You can have as many suspicions like, as you see fit, but like, or as many symptoms as you want. But that's not your call to make. It's a doctor's.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Do you see how this man speaks to me? Like, 15 years of nursing. He's like, yeah, but yeah. Like, what do you know? Like,
we don't know where he's going with this.
No. All I'm saying is, like, if she was a doctor, she probably wouldn't have brought her kid into an urgent care. Okay, like, she knows there are limits.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah, I brought him in because someone has to prescribe him antibiotics for an ear infection, which he did have, and I knew he had because, again, nurse here.
Right.
So, like, I'll be so real. Like, I'm not even mad about the situation because it's, like, an everyday thing for me. Like, if I had a dollar for every time I gave someone some advice about something on their back or tips or ingrown hairs or I don't even know. Their freaking concussion symptoms, maybe. I probably would be a doctor. I mean, I'd be able to afford medical school.
So this happens a lot? Do you mean at work or what?
Yes, every freaking day, I swear. And it can be like pretty much, it can happen anywhere. Like, it's happened a few times on the job. I don't know if it's true for all nurses, but it's definitely been noticed by me and other female nurses I've worked with. And it's, like, it's enraging. Like, sure, I can't prescribe the drugs, but, like, I went to school for a while, okay? I've seen a lot over the years. And I like to think that gives me, like, a little bit of pull.
I think
you should at least respect my opinion.
No doubt.
Okay, like, I think you're just being sensitive, you know, because, again, you're not a doctor. All right, but that's just my totally non-professional opinion, of course. Like, maybe you're a little too touchy about, I don't know, not being a doctor. Like, maybe just chill out a little.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Carol, it's okay. I think Steven got something knocked loose one or both times. Guys, maybe he wasn't always like this.
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.